Senate, please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, Pastor Gock, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
In the letter of James, the first chapter, we hear, "If any of you is lacking wisdom, ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given to you." Heavenly Father, we pray that you speak through us every day. So we let your word speak volumes to those who depend on us to meet the various needs within this state. Grant to us wisdom to follow you faithfully, and to use this wisdom to help those we meet each day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
A quorum is present. The Missouri Senate is now in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, seventh day, Tuesday, January 22nd, 2013.
Mr. President.
Senator from Newton.
I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though fully been read.
You have heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I have on my left, your right, Jackie and Brett Urit, and they're here with their daughters, Ashley and Abby. I'd like Ashley and Abby to be made pages for the day and without compensation. They are here today to receive an award from the governor, and they are they have a Missouri winery, and they won the Missouri Governor's Cup. So if the Missouri Senate would make them feel welcome, and if we could make the daughters pages for today, I'd
appreciate it. Welcome all the guests of the Senator from the 8th. The two young people will be made pages to serve at compensation paid by the Senator from the 8th. Please rise for recognition by the Senate. Two young people come down front to serve as pages. Senator from Barry.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today, Mr. President, is the Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Day. We have some Advanced Practice Registered Nurses in the gallery, and I would like the Senate to recognize them and welcome them. Thank you.
Will all of the guests of the Senator from Barry please rise for recognition?
Mr. President.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like today to recognize a group of CPAs that have graced our Senate body today. Kathy Meyer from Oberlin, Janice Klimp from Orangeburg, Laura Osborne from St. Joseph's, Sandra DePriest from Savannah, John Everest Springfield, Bob Letterman Lee Summit, Nick Myers Joplin, Linus Bamfield Farmington, Christy Cabbage Kansas City, and Jay Deacon Poplar Bluff, and like the Senate to make them feel welcome.
Will all the guests of the Senator from Newton from all over the state please rise for recognition by the Senate. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm pleased to be joined by a constituent here on the side gallery this morning, Mary Byrne from Springfield. She's come. visit with legislators, and I'd ask the body also make Mary Byrne feel welcome in the
Let's
chamber
welcome
today.
Welcome the guest of the Senator from Greenfield, Missouri Senate. Further introductions. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, would you inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, please have them read.
Affirmative. Read the messages from the House.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the Speaker has appointed the following representatives to act with a like committee from the Senate pursuant to House Concurrent Resolution Number 2, Representatives Elmer, Cornjo, McGaugh, Leitenager, Marshall, Gardner, Colonna, Ellinger, Smith, and England. Respectfully, Daniel Adams Crumless, Chief of Clerk.
Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate recess to repair to the House of Representatives to receive the State of the Judiciary Address from the Honorable Richard R. Titleman, Chief Justice, State of Missouri.
We've heard the motion. As many as are of opinion, it shall prevail. Say aye.